What's my take on live service games seemingly taking over the gaming industry? I mean, every time we ever, anytime an indie developer ever measured piracy on the PC, it was like 90 to 95% piracy, right? And again, all the dumb people on the internet trivialize that by going, oh, most of those people wouldn't have bought the game. But like, when piracy is 95%, okay, then if 10% of pirates would have bought the game, it would have doubled your revenue, okay? Or no, when piracy is 90%, sorry, not even 95. When it's 90%, if only 10% of people buy the game, it fucking doubles the developer's revenue, which is easily the difference between going out of business and being quite comfortable and profitable and able to make new games. So, like, people on PC have made this bed. Like, okay, if you're going to have piracy rates of 90, 95%, and, you know, developers are going to be poor, they're just going to do, they're going to do what they can do to survive. Okay? It's really hard to make games. And it's really easy to go out of business doing it. Ask me how I know. Like, yeah, I get why live service games are a thing, because you can't pirate them. That's why. That's why they're a thing, because you can't pirate them. That's the only reason. That sounds suspect. No, it is not suspect. That is how bad piracy on PC is. Or last time I checked, which was 8 years ago, it's probably worse now. So when you wonder, like, why do these developers put this invasive copy protection in their game? It's because piracy is 90%. That's why. You think it's less bad now? Yeah. I mean, I haven't measured in a while. But it's... It was that bad. You think it's less bad now? Yeah, I don't actually know. These are old numbers. Does that mean my games will have some kind of DRM? I mean, not right now. But... I mean, I get it. I understand why people do it. It's worse because they denied Russia. You're right. So Russia can't buy games legitimately from the West now, right? Russia was one of our bigger markets for earlier games, so that's kind of sucks. What if piracy increases sales? Piracy does not increase sales. Just stop. It doesn't increase sales. I've had these arguments so many times, they just make me angry. You can't argue like this and like flippantly say random shit about how maybe something is justified when somebody else has spent their entire life trying to survive in game development and suffered through so much fucking pain. You cannot have that discussion because we're not on equal terms in the discussion. These things matter in a different way to us. Piracy is 90% in San Francisco CVSs. I don't think it's quite that bad, but it is bad. Developers need to start charging streamers to stream their games. That's a weird one. That's a weird one, because I do think streamers are often a net positive for games, but it depends on the game, right? I mean, some games, a shorter single-player puzzle game like Braid, for example, probably suffers from streamers, because you could watch him play the whole thing, and then you're like, why should I play that, right? I don't know. I don't have numbers for that, but I imagine it could be that way. Witness, I don't feel like that happened with, but it's just a much longer game, right? So you can't like really see the streamer do the whole thing. Like, I remember Day 9 streamed Witness pretty much straight through, and it took a number of days, you know. That said, I have definitely watched streamers play Escape from Tarkov for way, way, way more hours than I play Escape from Tarkov. But I did pay for the game. So, I don't know. Developers should get a percent of income. Maybe. I don't know. I'm agnostic on that issue. Puzzle games are just not a popular genre. I mean, I do sort of agree with that. But Braid and The Witness did fine. So... Zelda is a puzzle game, though? Not really. I mean, the puzzles in the Zelda games, the new Zelda games. There are some Zelda games I haven't played, but those, like, shrine puzzles are all basically fake puzzles.